No, Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Norman Rosh Shichli Nishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Ben Zushab Rav Yosef Rav Shmuel Pinchas Rav Yaakov Tzvi, and Maris Chana Rav Sugeno Maris Atta Chana Rav Meir Zev. And it's based in the Torah. It's your site this week, Marin of Rabbeinu, a garden of Nassim Gishtetner Zetzal. But Mitzion and Tesam Rav from Rabbi Chanina of Reid Rav Idi, my Tichsiv Losem Rishis Amito, Im Shitcha Batara Mitzal Torneu. What is the meaning of that? That it says you shouldn't mistreat each man his colleague. So, Im Sheitcha Batara Mitzal Torneu. That's what it means, Amito. Im Sheitcha Batara. With one who's with you and observes in Torah Mitzis, you shouldn't mistreat him. And Rabbi Yosef writes, "Laman v'shul hizir l'kasu v'nas tvar mel yilei Hashem." So you're only not allowed to be mistreat somebody. In other words, speak with anas tvarim, speak in a insulting way, disparaging way, is only if the person is a yilei Hashem. If he's not a yilei Hashem, you don't have to worry about it. That's what Imukha Yosef learns in this Gemara. And Omer HaMedr B'Medrash, Imukha Yosef adds the Medrash, Imhon HaZatzimuth, Imhon HaZatzimuth HaMutter. Imhon HaZatzimuth HaMutter Atal La'onei, Shizeinu Koya Mitecha. It's not exactly clear what he means here by Hona HaZatzimuth. The various perushim, some say it's he insulted you. Others say it means that's the sma. The sma also brings his mezalzel in himself.
Mezalzel in himself, then you could be mezalzel. Akopanim, if a person is not a yorei Hashem, there's no lesser banas tvarim. However, the Rambam in Reitzach 13, 16, writes as follows, HaPugeh b'shnayim echad rovet tzachat v'sov echad porak me'alav v'lo matzim ishi yeton imo. Yomai echad soni b'echad oyev mitzvah liton ima soni b'chilo k'te lokuf es yitzcho ara v'echi el Yisrael soni m'yisrov v'kosuf em los nechicha bo v'lecho. So it says that if you see two people with their donkeys, one of them you hate, one of them you love, who should you help? You should help the one that you hate. You should help load up the donkey of the one you hate, in order to force your yetzer. How do you hate a person? It says, Lo sisachicha bo vavecha. You saw him that he was over in Avera, he gave him asra, and he didn't stop. Reza mitzvah l'sanoat she'aseh tshuva. It's a mitzvah to hate him until he does tshuva, yachzor merishol, and he stops doing evil. Ravish dan lo asit tshuva, yamatzor nivol, b'masor, mitzvah lifro kimoi, v'lo yinichen anoite v'lomus, shem yishtav ishom, man of yobu de sakona. Atarak pilo nafshi tzrol, b'im b'shom b'in tzadikim, b'ach v'shem nilvim el Hashem, ma'aminim b'kri ha'adosh, shenem o'er aleim, if you see that his life is in danger, you have to help him. You shouldn't come to Sakana. So you see that even when it comes to a Rasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is makbid al nafsha. God doesn't want Hashem to die either. So what's pshat? And the Rambam says that when it comes to anas tvarim, if he's not a yorei Hashem, you can be insulting. You see here that Hashem does care about the Hashem, as long as he's ma'amin v'kri ha'ados. He believes in the foundations of our faith. So we have to say that Hashem was makbid that he shouldn't die. Mechvot Smilosa Rasha. God doesn't want the Rasha to die. When it comes to Anas Tvarim, the Akpad is only if he's a Yorei Hashem. Even though it says earlier in the Sugya of Anas Tvarim, 58b, from Mitzia, this Gemara is 59a, we started with. It says, Kol Amal Pnei Chaver Ram, as if he's Shervich Dami. In other words, to insult him and to embarrass him if he's a Rasha, that's okay. Even though it's like being shefich damim, but it's not mamish shefich damim. Since it's not mamish shefich damim, it's permitted. When it comes to actually him dying, that Hashem doesn't want. But just to do on us to vote him, if he's a Rasha, it wouldn't apply to a Rasha. Because it's like you killed him, but he's still alive, he can still do tshuva. Hashem doesn't want the Rasha to die because Hashem wants him to do tshuva. So this guy is not dying actually if you're embarrassing. He still has an opportunity to do tshuva. So the Rambam writes in Deis 6:7, Haroach Chaver Shechato Hashem Alech Bederach Le'Toyva Mitzvah Lachzir Lamutov. Hashem Rochech Tefas Amisecha. But if you see your friend who's going on the wrong path, so it's a mitzvah to be master in b'tshuva, you mochich your friend first, and you shouldn't speak kashus. You shouldn't speak negatively, you shouldn't speak harshly to him, until you embarrass him. Shouldn't bear sin. So, you're not allowed to be machlim, you can't show us other machlim, it's Israel, of course, can't be rabbi. You're not allowed to embarrass a Jew, certainly not in public. So, you see, even though he sinned, nevertheless, you're not allowed to embarrass him even in private. Why? He's not a Yorai Hashem, there's only an Osram for Yorai Hashem. He sinned. So, why is that Osram lachlim of Dvarim? So, what's Hashem lachlim? It would appear that that the Rama brings from the Mukhi Yosef, that if he's not a Yorei Hashem, there's no Yisra of Anos Tavarim, it's only when he's Muchsak that he's not a Yorei Hashem and he doesn't listen to Chacha, like the Rambam writes, and Allah Ches, Lo Yisabel Fon of Dervish Yubosh, Yemen, Ubar Med Dvarim, Amor and Dvarim, Shvenom Lechaveirai, Abba B'divri Shamayim, Imo Chazab, Abba Seisim, Achlim, Anos of Arabim, Mufarsim, Im Cheto, Mechal, Fin, Oysa, Bufon, Mvazim, Mekal, Mvazi, Asher, Oysa, Lomutov, Mvashasu, Kol, Anavim, Biyisrael. The Rambam writes that if the person doesn't do tshuva, you're allowed to embarrass him in public. There's no isur v'nos tefarim. He's not a mitecha anymore. That's only if he's a muchzik, is not being a Yorei Hashem. And that's what the Nevi'im did. That's how they were able to speak so harshly to the Jews. But if he's not muchzik, then he's not a Yorei Hashem. And you're not allowed to be machlim in midvarim. You have to speak gently to him. But the Rambam says, that you should speak softly, lo yidabel lo kashos. But if he's muchsuk, b'divrei shamayim, that he's not doing tshuva, and he's sinning, then you're allowed to go public. So therefore, it emerged that that the Nebuchad Yosef says, that if somebody isn't Yorei Hashem, there's no lab of Aino, because he's not a misecha, that's only if he's a muksak b'kach. Then, he's no longer a misecha. But if he's not muksak b'kach, he's still considered a misecha. And that goes Memonios in Chosdeus, Perek Vavo, Ois Aleph, he writes that Soni echod mi Yisrael, oivir belav, lo yisiz mechichu b'vavecha, dafka shureacha b'toru mitzvahs. But a rosha, who's not makabal tochacha, it's a mitzvah l'snoisa. Shenemar yiras Hashem sin asura. And it says, Haloi misanecha Hashem esna. So if he's a Rasha, it's a mitzvah esnasa. But if he's not together Rasha, he's not makabel tochacha, then he's still included in Reacha b'Torah mitzvahs. And therefore there's an Isser of Anas Tvarim. So Anas Tvarim, it's only going to be Yasser, it's only going to be permitted if the person's mamish a Rasha and he's not makabel tochacha. So muchsak that he's a Rasha. Now the Rambam writes that b'divrei shamayim, if in heavenly matters he wasn't chozer b'tshuva, so you're allowed to publicly embarrass him. Achlim anoseh b'rabim until he does tshuva. And this chiv l'achlim b'rabim is meaning achich l'chichs amisecha. But this guy's a rosha, so he's not amisecha anymore. Just like there's no isra v'ino, because he's not called amisecha. Le'sonu yishas amisoi. You're not allowed to. Afflict with words, you know how to say the disparaging words, insulting words to somebody who's your brother in Torah and mitzvahs. So the same applies to giving him tochacha. Once he's a Rashi, he's muksak is a Rashi, he's not a misecha anymore. So just like by onah, there's no onah if he's a Rashi. There should also be no tochacha, it's the same amitecha. Whether the Biur Halacha, the Chaim, in Simen Tov Reish Ches Yiv Beis, right, V'dah, the Mestavro, Mash Pasuk HaRamah, the Vedav Mepurish Betar HaChai B'Muchos, Dav Kishu Ba'akoroi, Aval Eilu Polke Ol Legamre, Kulei Mechal Shabbos, Befares Ya, Oroch Nevelus Lahachis, Oyotz Mechal Amitach Abayin Mechoy Vrachichoy, Yenis Betan Rebel Rabo, Chitru Sam Yisecha, Vamitru Shua Avcha, Vishua Imcha Betar Mitzis, Tom Chai Vrachichoy, Aval Roshim Yosanacha, En Lechai Vrachichoy, When you know from the Vedas to Heaven, Mechal Shabbos, Shalom Faresia, Ish Lain Bedavo. So, the Biur Halacha says, the Halacha of Chofetz Chaim, that the Ramah paskins that if it's a davar mefurish b'Torah, you have to be moicher when somebody's over an avera. It's dafka if it's from time to time. But the parke all the gamre, like a machal Shabbos before hesi, ochem nevelas lahachis, he's not a mitecha. There's no chiyuv tochacha. It's very lemaisa today, right? We have a lot of chilanim as driving on Shabbos, whatever it may be, not religious people. They're not a mitecha anymore. There's no chiyuv tochacha. Ochir tochir as amisecha, he has to be amisecha, he has to be shem b'Torah mitzvahs. He's a rasha, he's out. So that's all we see in the Biur Halacha. That's all if he's an oichel nevelis lahachis or machal Shabbos for hesi. And then he says that if he's an oichel nevelis l'te'avon, in other words, it's nevelis not to spite God, but just because he likes nevelis, he likes unkosher food, or he's machal Shabbos not publicly, not a machal Shabbos for hesi, ish la'ayin. But if he's a mechal, those two categories, mechal shabbos for esi, ochel nevelis lahachis, that's not me, ma'amischa b'torah b'mitzvahs, otherwise he is. And that's why the Rambam says that if he doesn't do tshuva, you have to give him tochacha. Ah, he's not amitecha, he is amitecha. As long as he's not mechal shabbos for esi, ochel nevelis lahachis. He's still considered amitecha. So it's the shvach and the gnai, right? It's the shvach, he's still your brother. But it's the Gnai, so you have to give him tochacha. And machlim and oisa barabim. So even if he's a rasha, every avera, as long as he's not a parek ol, the gamre, and he gives examples of parek ol, the gamre, as long as he has a complete throne of God's yoke, there's a mitzvah tochacha. He's complete throne of God's yoke, there's no mitzvah tochacha. Let's just say the idea of protesting, full Shabbos, etc., is that just that the public of domain should remain kadosh. It's nothing to do with that person. That person no chiyuv. It's for the public domain. The Sman Reish Chav Ches if Kandalad wants to say that if somebody's mezalzel b'choid atzmo, you're allowed to afflict him with words. You're allowed to speak in a harsh way to him. The reason is because he's not a Yorei Shemayim. He's Mezalzel B'Choyd Atzmah. Based on what we said, that it says that ain't a Yorei Shemayim, you're allowed to do Anos Tvarim, his own is Begeder Rosha. And then he's no longer included in Amitecha. If he's no longer included in Amitecha, his Mamash Rosha Perekol, then you're allowed to do Anos Tvarim. So, again, if he sins, then he's still included in Amitecha. Since the Mamash throws off the yoke, according to the Biur Halacha anyway, and he's no longer included in Amitecha. And then you can do an Anos Tvarim. But if a person's Mezalzel B'Chavod Atzmo, he's still included in Amitecha. It wouldn't be a heter to speak with him with Anas Tvarim. Now the Sma writes that if a person's mezalzel b'chod atzim, he's not begeder yorei shamayim. What's the isser of being mezalzel b'chod atzim? He wants to say he's not a yorei shamayim. He can either do it, even do a nasvar, and that's not so clear. But what's the gather that a person's mezalzel b'chod atzim? He's not begeder yorei shamayim. So maybe it's included in what it says in Choshen Mishpat. You're not allowed to be choyvel b'atzim. The Rabbaz writes, "Ein adam kinyan al gufo." It's a shalak kodesh baruch hu. So in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, famous article of Zevin about Shylock and Halacha, giving a pound of flesh, of your own flesh. So that's the Yisr. The Yisr is a person's zalzal on himself, so you're not allowed to harm yourself. You're a creature of God. So that's a lack of your Shemaim. If a person doesn't have self-respect, self-dignity anyway, there's obviously Olamos to say about this topic. And this is hopefully just the beginning. A lot more that we pray to Hashem that we're able to say about this. Thank you so much for listening. And please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.